From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France attacks. French fighter jets have launched airstrikes against the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa, destroying a command post and a training camp. It is France's biggest strike to date, targeting IS in Syria. Meanwhile, French police have released a photo of a suspect who is still at large from the Friday night terrorist attack on Paris. The suspect is identified as Salah Abdeslam, a 26-year-old man born in Brussels. Lisa Bryant has more.
Three brothers are believed to be among the suspects linked to the string of near simultaneous attacks across Paris on Friday night. Authorities have identified one of them as Abdeslam Salah, born in Brussels, Belgium. The so-called eighth attacker, he is on the loose. French police have issued his picture in hopes that someone will recognize him, but they caution he is dangerous and no one should intervene on their own. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
U.S. President Barack Obama is vowing to help France in hunting down the perpetrators of Friday's Paris attacks. He said he plans to redouble efforts to eliminate the Islamic State group. The White House says Mr. Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed Sunday on the need for a Syrian-led political transition, UN-mediated negotiations, and a ceasefire to end the four-year Syrian civil war. The two leaders met for 35 minutes in Turkey on the sidelines of the G20 economic summit. Egyptian police say 15 African migrants were found shot and killed in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula near the country's border with Israel. Another eight migrants were found wounded. It was not clear who had attacked the migrants. This is VOA News. Lebanese security forces have detained nine people, mostly Syrians, suspected of involvement in planning terrorist attacks. Lebanon's interior minister announced the arrests on Sunday, 3 days after two suicide attacks in a Beirut suburb killed 43 people and wounded more than 200. Responsibility for the attack was claimed by the Islamic State group. A Ukrainian soldier was killed and eight soldiers wounded as the result of fighting between government forces and pro-Russian separatists in the nation's east. Sunday's shelling took place near the rebel-held city of Donetsk. Saturday, Ukraine reported five soldiers killed in attacks by separatists. Myanmar President Thein Sein is promising a smooth transition to a new government. He was apparently trying to allay fears the military will ignore the results of the recent election. Thein Sein made the promise during a meeting with several political parties in Yangon on Sunday. The election was won by opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party in a landslide over the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. Pakistan's military chief, General Raheel Sharif, is set to begin a 5-day visit to the United States on Monday. Officials say that pressing issues such as regional counterterrorism and Afghan peace efforts will top the agenda in the meetings with American officials. Philippine authorities preparing for this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit completed security simulations and placed the entire country on full alert ahead of schedule. They said the terrorist attacks in Paris prompted them to start the exercises on Saturday instead of Sunday. A Philippine National Police spokesman said his agency has not monitored any specific or direct threat, but authorities have stepped up protective measures at seaports, airports, and along the country's railway system. The National Football League stepped up security inside and outside stadiums in the U.S. Sunday as America's most popular sports league responded to those attacks across Paris. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security informed the National Football League there are no known specific threats, but league commissioner Roger Goodell ordered tighter security at all venues. The league said security at its games is robust. Report Sunday from South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says North Korea has declared a no-navigation zone off its eastern coast. That's a sign it's preparing to test the launch of a missile. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.